Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Satri Awrat al Muslimina wa Nahyin Isha'atihi li ghayri daruratin. The chapter on concealing the faults of Muslims and the prohibition of publicizing their faults unnecessarily. So two things is mentioned here. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought a beautiful chapter. Babu Satri Awrat al Muslimina wa Nahyi an Isha'atiha. لِغَيْرِ ضَرُورَةٍ. The chapter on concealing the faults and the prohibition of publicizing the faults unnecessarily. So two parts. One is without or concealing people's faults, and the other is the prohibition of publicizing it. And then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi makes a point of saying unnecessarily. That shows that sometimes it will be necessary to mention, as we gave examples before. A person is stealing, a person is robbing, a person is a danger to society, whether he's a danger to the people's wealth, whether he is a danger to the people's health, whether he is a danger to the people's health, etc. Now it may be necessary for that person, for people to come to know about it, to mention about it, for the safety of the people. And other times, if there is no need to, it's some personal action between the person himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is great reward, great merit in concealing somebody's faults. قال الله تعالى إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة. Allah Ta'ala says, for those who love to spread immorality to the believers, there shall be a painful punishment in this world and in the year after. They just love it. It's just like the pastime, the juicy gossip here and juicy gossip there, speaking about this person, speaking about that person. Anything that news that they can find, they would like to talk about it. So this is something that there is grave warning in the ayat of the Quran for. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala mentions, and sorry, actually this is the hadith, the first hadith that comes under this chapter. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, La yasturu abdun abdan fi dunya illa satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no person conceals the faults of another in this world without Allah Ta'ala concealing his faults on the day of Qiyamah. What a great reward. There is no person that conceals the faults of another in this world without Allah Ta'ala concealing his faults on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore every time we see someone doing something wrong, personal capacity is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think to ourselves, if I happen to come to know what this person is doing, if I expose it, imagine if Allah Ta'ala had to expose my faults on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? Not only my parents will be there, not only my grandparents and great-grandparents, my children will be there, my friends will be there, musallis will be there, the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there, the whole of mankind will be there, and if Allah Ta'ala exposes my sins, what will happen to me on that day? So when a person thinks like that, then he'll be very, very careful of what he speaks, what he talks, what he discloses of other people, how he chats. He'll be very, very careful. So all these things teach us that these ahadith that we learn, these ayat of the Quran that we learn, is that a person has to be very careful of his tongue, extremely careful. Thoughts that flood the mind, go through the mind, that are non-volitional. In other words, غير اختياري. Person doesn't have choice. It just goes through the mind. He won't be accountable for that on the day of Qiyamah. But what he's going to speak, and what he tries and entertains in the mind, those things now he will be accountable for on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore we have to be very careful of how we speak, what we speak. And under this ulama explained that those avenues that encourage us to hear wrong and to speak wrong, we have to cut off those avenues also. And one very common one, unfortunately today, that is both learned, people that are not learned, people that are in the masjid, people that are not masjid, people that are involved in dini work or not dini work also. Sometimes a person says, okay, Saturday night, it's a public holiday, we're going to have a braai. And now when having a braai, then while everything goes, while the braai is on, now we have to waste time, we have to kill time. Firstly, after Isha, to have these braais is not something of it that a believer does. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he would see people just talking after Isha, in other words, just whiling their time by talking, he would take his whoop and he would whoop them. And he'd tell them that you all are speaking, you're staying up now, and at the time of the Tahajjud, you're going to be sleeping. In other words, night, if you've got nothing good to do, nothing useful, nothing that's going to be assisting the community or assisting yourself as far as deen is concerned, you're not reading some Quran, you're not reading some hadith, you're not doing some talim, then go and sleep early so you can wake up early for the Tahajjud Salah. So, unfortunately, this has become like a sickness, this brai after Isha, and sometimes it goes till late, and then what happens, you'll find, because now people are free, they got nothing to do, now the ghibat is starting. From one side it will start, one person will say, I got this on my phone, and I heard this, and did you see this, and now that goes on. We're not realizing that even before we can consume that meat that we got on the brai stand, we're consuming the flesh of our brothers before we can even eat that meat also. So therefore those avenues where people just get together and socialize, or sometimes the friends want to get together in a club, or they say, let's call it a boys' night, and everyone gets together, how much of ghibat takes place. So one way to cut this thing out completely is those avenues that encourage us to ghibat, cut those avenues out. Sometimes a person may just be a part of one group. As we mentioned, the person should try and avoid their groups as far as possible. But if he is part of one group, and now ghibat is taking place there, and he is reading it and he is enjoying it, remember, ghibat is not only relating it to someone else, it's also listening about it, also reading about it. And this is where it's unnecessary. What happens, the person is getting involved in such a major guna. As here we can see, that there is a painful punishment for this person in this world and in the year after. So therefore, let us be very, very careful. And even amongst our families and our friends, we should encourage them that nobody says don't have a brai. If you want to have a brai, no problem. Have it. But have it during daylight hours. Finish it off by Asr time, Maghrib time, so that the night is there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not there for wasting. And even more so in our climate that we've got today, there's so much of robberies, hijacking, shootings that are happening at night. So people shouldn't be travelling out at night. They should be stay at home at night. Therefore my ustad, he says very nicely, he said, jo brai raat mein hota hai, wo burai hai. Burai in Urdu means it's something that is bad. And brai is what we all know, what is brai. So he said, jo brai raat mein hota hai, wo burai hai. That brai that happens at night, that is something that is bad. Why? It's killing people's time. It's wasting their time. And now at Fajr time, people don't have energy and strength to focus there. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين